There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Indeed, it's The Ticket, promising you 2 hours of travel, entertainment and what's on with Struthi and Mark on Dubai Eye 103.8, live from the red carpet of this, the 14th edition of the Dubai International Film Festival.
Now, you must have noticed that Steph isn't here. That's because she's at Kuba Bar at near Al Qasr, where the celebrity interviews happen. Let's see who she's caught up with now.
Morgan Spurlock is a New York-based writer, director and producer, and he's in town this week for the Dubai International Film Festival with his newest documentary. It's called Super Size Me 2, Holy Chicken. You might remember his first film, Super Size Me. It premiered at the Sundance Film Festival back in 2004. It won Best Directing Honours and it was Oscar nominated.
Can I get the double quarter pounder with cheese value meal?
I don't feel good today. Not that I feel sick, but I just feel really depressed, you know, for no reason. I mean, things are going great. We've had a good day. I just feel really, yeah.
Since making that film, Super Size Me, 13 years ago now, Morgan has written, produced, distributed lots of films and TV shows. He hasn't been idly doing nothing. In fact, there was one project that many people had tried to do before him. Stan Lee had said, no, sorry, you can't do that. He'd said that until Morgan Spurlock came along and asked the question. It's a film about Comic-Con. So I had to ask Morgan how he managed to convince him.
I mean, Stan Lee is like a hero of mine. Like, the guy is so brilliant and so incredible.
No one else was allowed to film at Comic-Con ever, were they?
No, it was the first time anybody was ever allowed to come in
how
and make
did
a movie.
You pull that off?
They'd been asked multiple times about people to make movies, and we were there shooting a special for The Simpsons. We were doing the 20th anniversary special for Fox. And while we were there shooting, we met Stan Lee that night. And when we met Stan, I was like, I just gushed over him. I was like, Mr. Lee, you changed my life. You know, as this young kid, you know, I was like, reading your comic books made me want to be a storyteller, made me want to make movies. And he goes, oh my gosh, Morgan, it's so nice. So great to meet you. We should make a movie together. We should make a documentary about Comic-Con.
That's a great impression. I feel like I was in the room.
Yeah, and I said, that's a great idea. Thank you, Mr. Lee. And so I turned around and there was an agent from CAA that was there, Peter Michelli, who said, how was it meeting Stan? I was like, it was amazing. I said, we want to make a movie about Comic-Con. And he goes, that's a great idea. He goes, you should meet my other client who's coming into town tomorrow. Cut to tomorrow, as we were having breakfast with his other client, Joss Whedon. So we're sitting down with Joss Whedon, and we pitched Joss the idea of the movie. By then, my partner Jeremy and I had kind of flushed through a bit more what the story would be. We're sitting with Joss, asking him, you know, say, would he be a part of it? Joss is like, I'm in. And so then and a couple years earlier, I had met Mark Telluride, who was on the board of Comic-Con. You know, so he's like one of the Comic-Con board members. So I called Mark. I said, where are you? And he goes, I'm up at the top of the convention center. I said, I'm coming to see you right now. I went and found him, and I basically told him, I said, here's the movie you want to make. Stan Lee's on board. Joss is on board. What do you say? And he goes, we get asked this all the time. He goes, I can't even tell you over the years that I've been here how many dozens of people have asked this. He goes, but this time, it might actually work. And it did. It was amazing. They said
that's
yes.
That's incredible, man.
Yeah.
What a story.
It's incredible.
I bet you couldn't believe it.
I bet until
it was like signed.
That's right. I was like, it's never going to happen. And the guy who we got to finance the movie, because we were trying to find people to finance the film. It was really hard. And then I was on a plane and I was reading an article about Thomas Tull, who founded Legendary Pictures. There was a profile of him. And as soon as my plane landed in Los Angeles, I called my agent and I said, I want to meet Thomas Tull about the movie. And he's like, that's a great idea. And like, I went in and met him that day, and Thomas Tull said yes in the room to financing the movie. It was unbelievable.
If I go back in time and tell like the 11-year-old me, like, one day not only do you go to Comic-Con, you go to Comic-Con every year, so much so that like you get greeted by Stan Lee when you show up. You know, and the 11-year-old me would be like, how did we get so fat?
That is a great movie. If you want to seek it out and watch it, it's called Comic-Con Episode 5, A Fan's Hope. But back to Super Size Me, Holy Chicken, which is a movie that Morgan Spurlock is in town to talk about.
It came from when I got an email from a fast food company called Hardee's in the States, where Hardee's wanted me to come in and do a commercial, be the face of this commercial where I was going to come in to expose them for being like a bad fast food company, and then I was surprised by how great they are. Look at all the things. And I was like, wow, so this has this industry really kind of turned so much that now I'm the guy that you want to come in? And so that was when we said, we should make that movie, and we should make it now. We talked about it for a while.
Super Size Me 2, Holy Chicken. It looks at the effect of the chicken industry And not just the effect on the birds. We have seen that from people like Jamie Oliver, who've done documentaries on how birds are treated. Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall did some great documentaries on that too. But this is different because it looks at the story of the farmer, the guy who is actually producing the chicken that you're going to buy on your way home from work tonight. And it gives you the full picture. And from there, you can decide what you want to do with your dirhams, because that is the only way that consumers have a voice. I wondered if Morgan ever worries about, not physical danger, but being a documentary maker who's going to tell all about such a big industry. What if you make someone mad who has enough money and enough time to go, I'm going to make it my life's work to ruin you?
Personally.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that that's always there's always a concern of, these companies are so big and they have so much support and they have so much money and the industry has so much money that they could make your life a nightmare. But I think that, you know, after we made the first film where we were able to kind of, I think, poke the giant bully and poke the gorilla with the stick in a way that was, I think, really transformative to the way consumers kind of looked at food. We just thought that there's always a way to make the risk potentially worth or the reward potentially worth the risk. Anytime we begin something like this, you know, we have a gaggle of lawyers that we work with, that we sit down with, that we talk to, and it was very important for me to kind of make sure that everything that you're coming in is buttoned up. So that you're basically not misrepresenting, you're not saying, you know, or saying things that aren't true, that you're basically presenting it in a way ultimately that's still entertaining, but I think is ultimately really revealing.
I love the kind of movies that you make.
Oh,
and I watch them all.
Thank you.
And I'm interested in learning more about the industry so that I can spend my money wisely and not give it to people that I wouldn't want to profit from it.
Yes.
But I've also got friends who will be like, I don't want to know. They're head in the sand kind of people. And as long as they don't know, then they don't feel like they have to stop eating a certain thing. Or how do you educate those? How do you reach those people?
Well, I believe you do it through entertainment. I believe you do it through something that's hopefully fun or funny. Hopefully you do it through something that doesn't feel like you're hectoring to them or lecturing them, where that they, you know, kind of come to a realization on their own. And I think that's what happens with a lot of the stuff that I make, is that we try to make it accessible.
Of everything that you did with Holy Chicken when you opened the restaurant, what do you think was the one piece of truth-telling that had the most impact on the consumers that came in?
I think it's the way that the farmers are treated. I think when, you know, you have Farmer Jonathan Buttram, who's in the film, who, what an amazing guy him and his family are. When you see kind of these regular people who have kind of been stepped on and taken advantage of by this industry, it's sad.
You know, can relate to that.
I can completely relate to that.
Now, this might be naive of me, but I don't think anyone listening in right now wants to give their hard-earned dirhams to people that they know are treating other people badly, right? Surely not. So I asked Morgan if he has any advice. Like, how do we do it? How do we make sure that the money we're spending is being spent ethically?
It's hard. I mean, it's really, really difficult. And I think it takes a tremendous amount of effort on your own part to kind of do that research and find out. And, you know, that's what we hope is out of this, film, you know, maybe not only can we give people a delicious grilled crispy chicken sandwich, but at the same time, we can give them an education along the way.
It's got to put you off eating chicken.
Not quite yet.
What?
Yeah, not yet.
That's amazing.
But it's, but
choose your chicken
never
more
say
carefully.
Never. I definitely choose my chicken more carefully.
If you like the sound of that, you can go watch the film in just over 2 hours at Fox Mall of the Emirates, 45 dirhams, and you can even listen in on Thursday for a special Tracks of My Travel with Morgan Spurlock.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.